You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Hey guys, we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts. I'm Steve.
And I'm Matthew, and we are closing in on our journey through the alphabet on day 23.
23 days. Michael Straight. Jordan, baby.
Oh, Michael Jordan, that's right. Look at that. Bull, circa 1997.
Correct. So we are up to the next letter.
And it's your turn.
It is my turn.
So we each have two left. So, and they're the special letters. So,
good point.
What is your word for?
The letter W.
My word for the letter W is wife.
Wife.
Yes. You have a wonderful wife, Gina.
I have an amazing wife.
I have an amazing wife, Karen. And we owe them our lives.
A debt of gratitude.
They're fantastic. And I just thought we'd talk for a few minutes about our wives. Our listeners probably don't know too much about our wives. But more importantly for this episode is the role that our wives have played in our youth ministries during the course of our tenure. So, Matthew, tell me a little bit about Gina and how she fits into your youth ministry world.
Well, Gina is the most amazing woman on the face of the planet. I know you probably take exception to that, but in my book, she is tops, wonderful gal. She's taller than me, 6 foot, just a little over 6 feet, played volleyball in college.
She's taller than me.
Full ride scholarship at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And we have 4 wonderful children together. She's an incredible mother and also incredibly administratively gifted. She's currently an executive admin at a biotech company. Does very well for herself.
That's impressive.
Which is great. Over the years, how she's fit into the ministry.
Yeah.
Well, there are not many ways she hasn't fit into the ministry.
Okay.
Number one, my biggest cheerleader.
Absolutely.
At the same time, my biggest critic.
Okay.
Not in a bad way. She's the one who can give honest feedback because I can take it from her.
Okay.
You know, more than almost anybody else. To be able to say like, yeah, you blew that, or that was not so good, or you could be better, or...
How does she deliver that?
With grace, with incredible grace.
Do you solicit that, or does it just come deep from her gut?
No, absolutely, I solicit it.
Okay.
Because, again, I want to be the best version of myself. And in order to do that, yeah. I have to have honest feedback. And I think there are a lot of people in the world who, with good intentions, don't give me their honest feedback because sometimes honest feedback is painful.
Yes.
But I want it from her. And so she's able to do that. Also, just an incredible listener.
Okay.
So for me, to be able to like verbally process ideas. You know,
right.
I was thinking about doing this.
Right.
What do you think about this? And, you know, many ideas were made better because my wife listened to that idea and said, yeah, okay, I like that, but what about, you know, and she'd add
okay.
on or steer it. And there were lots of ideas that never got off the ground because she'd be like, that's a terrible idea. Why? No, don't do that.
Gina's wisdom stopped you from making big mistakes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's probably her, I mean, honestly, other than the way she's actually served in the ministry, that is the way she has probably made the ministry better in the biggest way.
It's okay.
Just helping me process and being my cheerleader on the days when I need it and helping me see when I'm going down a wrong road when I need it.
That's awesome.
What about you?
My wife is awesome as well. Her name is Karen. She is... a Pennsylvania girl, born and raised in central Pennsylvania. We met at college, at Grove City College. And this year, we are celebrating our 30th anniversary, which is pretty incredible.
That's impressive.
So 30. We're going to Jamaica. I can't wait. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I would describe her in a similar fashion. She is an encourager by nature. She is a tremendously supportive person. She's not a critic, really. She can be a critic to me when I ask for it, but she's just the kind of person that she sees the best in everything and everyone a lot. And so she kind of keeps me grounded in that way. She's very supportive at home. She raised our kids at home before she went back to work. And she does little things for me that just give me life. For example, I'll come home on Sunday night. We talked a few episodes ago about how tired I am on Sunday night coming home. I will come home. There will be candles burning in the kitchen. You know, the dishes will be cleaned up. And it just feels like the house is in order when I walk in. And it's just such a peaceful, restorative moment for me. And she knows that that's meaningful to me. So she makes an effort to do that, which is a huge blessing. She also is really great about never giving me grief about trips. So very few times has she really been in any way bitter about the time that I spend away. She's great about that. And then she gives me time by myself as well, because she knows I'm an introvert and I need that. So
you need that time.
Yeah, she just knows me so well, and she blesses me in every sense. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's so funny. I wonder if our wives have talked, because so much of what you said is true.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife has, on many occasions, if she knows I'm having a stressful week or a long week,
right,
or lots of hours, she'll do the same thing. Like, I'll come home. I mean, we have four kids. Our house is absolute chaos.
Yeah.
But on those days where, I'm going to be a little late tonight because I got this meeting, I got this, and I'm totally stressing about it. I'll come home and the house will just be like quiet and peaceful. Yeah, candles and clean and organized. Because
how do they do it?
I have no idea how she did that, especially some of those early years when because we have four kids within 5 years. So, I mean, it was just mass chaos. And I said that she's a critic, but again, only when I ask and only because she's so passionate about it being the best. Because it matters to her, she knows it matters to me. So she's just not willing to live with, mediocrity. So if it could be better, let's talk about it. Let's make it better. So critic is the wrong word in that sense.
Okay.
It's an encourager, but it's an encourager of like, come on, we can do this. Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah. Karen, like Gina, is a great listener too. So she will listen to my ideas. She'll listen to my venting. She'll encourage me when I'm down. She'll agree with me when I'm excited. So, yeah, she definitely has that gift as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Gina, my wife has probably rescued me from quitting on several occasions.
Yes.
You know, just to bring in a new perspective. Like, I know you're frustrated. I know you're mad, but what about this? And to just turn it around and then all of a sudden, okay, you're right. You know what? It's not all terrible. There's great things happening, good things. So let's keep going. Or again, to just pitch this is... You're trying to do something that's hard. Of course it's hard.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so worth it. So, So I've had that before.
There's a couple differences I'm aware of in our married lives. One is you got married to Gina. You were already in ministry.
That's correct.
I was not. I was doing something completely different. I mean, we knew each other well before I had any idea what a youth pastor was. And so she took on this calling later.
Sure.
You know, really at age 32 is when I moved my family to Denver to go to seminary, and just her support in that and the changes that brought on us and all the stresses and everything, to have her be all in on that was fantastic.
Absolutely. And I was already in ministry.
Yeah. So she had a little bit of idea.
Well, she knew, but really you just can't know
what
you're getting yourself into.
Right.
And so, you know, she was just gracious through those first 5 or 6 years. I went from being a single person in ministry,
right,
a single young person that just, it didn't matter when I worked or how long I worked or what trips I went on or what games I went to or how I spent time with kids, because it just didn't matter. And then all of a sudden, you know, it mattered.
You're accountable to someone else.
I'm figuring that out, but she's figuring that out. So those first few years, it was a steep learning curve, but man, she handled it with some serious poise, probably better than I did.
That's excellent. Another thing I thought of is, for Gina, she's been involved in student ministry pretty much your whole lives together, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
So what does that look like for her?
Well, when in my first two, you know, stints, in Green Bay and then out in Oregon, we were at smaller churches, and so we had a smaller pool of volunteers. So it sort of was, by and large, her and I. And we built a team in each place. But to start out with, like, it was just her and I. Like, we were running the whole show. She was just serving in every possible way. Admin, being a youth leader, going on every trip, going on every mission. I mean, we went on a missions trip together 4 months after we had our first kid.
Wow.
Which was...
Actually, we did that too.
Very difficult for her. You know, I mean, she just had this
child
that grew in her, and here it was. And then, oh, by the way, we're leaving for, you know, 7 days. But we needed her. So it was amazing. Over the years, though, especially the last few years here at my current place, I spent most of the time at my current job focused mostly on high school. I mean, I have a middle school director that does middle school. But my wife is way more passionate and way more comfortable serving in the middle school. My current place, she never served in the high school ministry.
Okay.
Always in the middle school. So she really technically never worked for me as the leader of the ministry. She always worked for somebody else. And that's been great. It's been wonderful.
That's cool.
I've made suggestions every now and again that she make the jump, you know, take one of her groups that she did from 6th, 7th, right. When they're 8th graders, hey, why don't you follow this group up? And she's like,
I don't like the senior high pastor. For Karen, when we first started getting involved in youth ministry, we did it together as volunteers. But then when I pursued that as a calling, she didn't really have that calling. She never felt like student ministry was what she loved to do. She loves music. She loves counseling ladies. But student ministry wasn't her gig. And she didn't do it my whole time here at this church until about 6 years ago. I went on sabbatical, and when I came back from that sabbatical, we had some conversations over that summer, and she said, you know, I would just like it if our lives aligned a little bit more. And so she joined my high school youth leader staff and served for 4 years as a volunteer, saw a group of girls all the way through, took a year off. Now she's back with the freshmen this year.
Oh, that's cool.
And really, she will tell you, she doesn't do it because she loves student ministry. She does it because she loves me.
Aww.
And she loves the kids. She loves relationships.
Obviously. Sure.
But that isn't her calling.
That's not kind of her war wiring.
So I just think that's an interesting thing to think about for you as you listen to this in your relationship, if you're married with your husband or your wife. You know, how do they fit into that? Is it something that they're also passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
If not, I think that's okay.
Right. But still, where do they fit?
And to support each other in that, and to make sure that whatever is being demanded of you isn't causing any bitterness or division in your home is really, really important.
So,
it's great to be married, man.
It is good to be married, absolutely.
It's good to have a wife. My friend Ray always says, it's good for a man to have a woman. And that is true.
It's absolutely true.
So we would not be anywhere near
where we are without.
Yeah, we would be dead in the water without our wives.
I would be selling fries at McDonald's. Nothing against that.
I'd be in prison, probably.
You'd be in prison. That's extreme. So, huge shout out to all the wives out there, the husbands, the significant others of those doing youth ministry, because they are the real unsung heroes. And big shout out to my amazing wife, Gina.
And same to my beautiful wife, Karen. So thanks for listening today. This is another episode of Sherpa Shorts, and we will be back tomorrow with the next lesson.
Sherpa's out.